The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It is time now for these very hot releases that are going to be coming your way in just seconds. All the new entertainment, music, television, downloads. Downloads! I love having download sessions. I got one today.
Yeah?
I got a lunch with the folks from the Core Institute. We're going to have a nice chat about my recovery and my arm and my hips and all the things that have been wrong with me and how great that place is. And then the next day I'm going to download with the whole lunch set.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We're going to download our info. I'm going to sit down and we'll download what happened. That is a new thing I'm going to say a lot. I think that's a new business buzz term that we're going to get sick of, like outside the box. That one drove me bananas from the beginning.
Do you think the guys from the Core Institute might bring, like, hey, we've got this new bionic arm.
I'll wear it.
One?
Oh, yes.
Who wouldn't?
Uh-huh. Why wouldn't you want a bionic arm? Does it work? Uh-huh. Is it better than my arm?
Can it be hacked?
I don't care.
No,
everything I carry around with me can be hacked. I'm over that.
That'd be awesome.
I would take it. Well, I'll ask him for you. Idiot.
Idiot.
The degrader.
I like my new alter ego.
Quiet down, Brett. You're about to get attacked by the degrader.
It's time for the hot releases. It's brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue. It's in Avondale. It's unbelievable. You can't beat it. You can't top it. Don't try. If you want barbecue, that's the place you go. You can check it out online, ericsfamilybbq.com. It is, without question, not hyperbole when I say that's the best breakfast burrito I've ever eaten in my life. What they brought up, and that was traveling. That came all the way from Avondale and showed up in our kitchen. It was still the best breakfast burrito I've ever had. Imagine getting one fresh.
It's a good way to start the morning.
Oh, baby. And it didn't weigh me down. I didn't get acid reflux. It was chorizo, which normally I look at and go, ooh, this one's going to get me. Nothing. It was light. Oh, my God.
That's great.
Anthony, Casey, you got something going out there. I'm happy to be telling people about it. ericsfamilybbq.com. Seriously, if you're in the area, even if you're not, go get yourself a breakfast burrito out there. Meet, mesquite, repeat, skate, skate, skate. ericsfamilybbq.com. Who's first?
Who do you want?
I don't care.
Brett, go ahead.
All right.
Bert's up.
All right. Starting out with the Winery Dogs, which is Richie Kotzen, who played with Poison, done a bunch of solo stuff, Mike Portnoy, and Billy Sheehan. This is Mad World.
A cover of the Mad World by Tears for Fears? It's a three-piece.
Yeah. Another Chris Cornell sound alike.
Yeah. He does sound like Cornell. Holy smokes. I had no idea.
Hey, you probably like them.
Not a huge fan of the song, but I'm fascinated by how much he sounds like Cornell. It makes me want to get Kim Thayil and the boys just go. Just do a tour with someone. Johnny from Operator.
Johnny from Operator, too.
Yeah. He sounds great. Yeah. It's not bad. The song's average.
Yeah.
It's all right. Pretty good.
But, Shania Twain is back. Ooh. And this is Giddy Up.
Is this the one they keep talking about her getting naked for?
I don't know.
The
I hope
cover,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, for the cover of the album. It's like 57-year-old lady breaks all the rules. She's going to be nude. And I'm like, why are the rules for a 57-year-old being naked? Broken. Because we ain't got time to wait. When does she show up? Is that her?
No. I think she was in that. I think she was that car mechanic that walked through. I think. Let's see if she shows up.
Oh, I can't take that. Yeah. Pop country music. Blech. That girl at the pool table's good, though.
Oh, yeah. The smoke show. Hey, what's that?
Some kid dancing in the grocery store. That was not fair to do to my body.
No.
To watch that hot girl dance on a pool table and they show a child dancing on the cereal aisle.
That one sucked. This is Young Fathers. The name of the tune is I Saw. I want your shield. I want your weapon.
Give me that bulletproof vest. And don't forget, I'm not susceptible. This is scary, I know. No falling for your charms. You crash into your arms. Handful of coins. That's a good dude from Onyx.
Yeah. Strange.
Yeah. Does it kick in or is this the whole time?
I only listened to a little bit of it.
If the Sopranos was still around, would have been on. This would have been closing credits music.
It's like, I don't know if I like this or I don't know.
I think without the visual, I'd like it.
Yeah.
Watching this video is... I do kind of like this.
Yeah,
that would grow on me.
Kind of undecided.
Get that torso out of my mind.
Yeah.
This band is Sunny War, and this is No Reason. And it wasn't what I thought because the album title is Antichrist Gospel. So I was all like, or Anarchist Gospel, and I'm just kind of like, this is going to be like some kind of Marcus band.
And the Antichrist Gospel.
Yeah.
It's almost kind of 90s.
And speaking of our conversation earlier, Morrissey's back.
Ooh, Morrissey.
Bonfire of Teenagers. I couldn't find the official audio, but this is a live version of Bonfire of Teenagers.
I called Morrissey yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
And I said, I want to set up a gig for your new album out here. And he goes, no, don't think that's a good idea. And I'm like, no, I got a great deal. Set up a stage for $100 out in Queen Creek. And he goes, why would I go to Queen Creek? And my audience doesn't live there. And I'm like, oh, but they do. Two of them do. Is he still singing to teenagers?
Ugh. He has no idea how old he is.
He's still got teen angst. Remember our friend Ian Canfield, our other...
yes.
One of our best gay friends
ever. We should have called him up.
We should have had Ian on that. He's a right-wing gay.
Yeah.
He hangs his own rainbow flag and then tears it down himself. He's so conflicted. Remember he was banging Morrissey for the longest time and wouldn't admit it?
I thought he wouldn't admit it.
Just lunches.
I figured it all out.
Oh, stop it. We had lunch a couple of times.
What'd you have? I bet you ate the meat, because he won't.
All right, that's enough. Stop.
Yeah, he was having sex with Morrissey.
Baloney.
And you knew it because he's like, oh, Morrissey. I was with Morrissey in a small venue in Tennessee. I'm like, you traveled to Tennessee with Morrissey and you weren't having sex with him? What a waste.
We were backstage and they had sausages cooking on a grill and he canceled the whole show.
He likes raw sausage.
this band's terrible, but I like the name of it. Tropical F-Storm is the name of the band. And this is The Golden Ratio.
There's sea monkeys on the album. Cross at Primus.
It's Primus tuning up.
There you go.
just
what
that.
What am I listening to?
I don't know.
Whatever hipster sunglass store I walk into that's playing this, I'm breaking all the windows.
This is what psilocybin does to
I miss when musicians liked heroin. Molly makes them crazy.
Welcome to the lopsided world of L.
Yeah.
I miss when they can keep time.
Didn't they get that to the Pladio in time?
Yeah. My God, it sounds like my first day. Fisher Price presents my first band with our lil instruments.
All right. This one, I actually like this tune. I was just checking it out. The Afro Man, this is Live It Up.
This is great. A cold brother, walk down the street with the stroke. I love Afro Man.
Yeah. Rim tilted to the side. The song's kind of like got that 70s vibe to it.
Yeah. The good and the bad. Exploring life in my 83 can. Leaning to the side. It's almost clean ass Bootsy and the dude from Digital Underground.
Yeah.
My player, Brian. I look at my life and I see improvement. Got more women than the Me Too movement. Oh, there's the line of the year. Got more women than the Me Too movement.
There's some good lines in
that's
this song.
Gold.
Ain't no shame crying in the rain.
So I'm going to check that one out.
I like that. All right.
This is the the Imperfected.
What's this?
Yeah.
Huh.
You may recognize this song. This is Never Get It.
Okay, let's see. Huh. How about that?
This is a great song.
Don't call it illogical.
I want to give that singer a hand job.
It's not impossible when she says what she wants.
Who's the problem? Good question. Look at that video. Still professionally done.
Tears in her eyes. So good between her thighs. Right there. And she stands.
Oh my God, they dressed him up and everything. Available on iTunes and all your availability places. Video on YouTube if you're interested. It's The Imperfected, formerly known as Malvo's
double,
Trunk.
It's W.
Yeah, it's W. A whole
dude,
bunch
the
of
the ascot's hot.
Kick. It's not an ascot. Oh. It's a hoodie behind a nice shirt.
Get paid, but I'm a whore.
Oh, it's amazing. This is a night. This one's the winner.
Screw you guys. Who's the broad?
There you go. Actually,
there's
good,
too
right?
much of you clowns in here.
You have to ask the director of the video. It was co-directed by Tony No Yes and Chris Katera.
What's with the hyper colors?
I don't
respect.
Oh, what a! This is amazing. This is
gonna go big.
That band's going places. The Imperfected, featuring what? What?
Who? Jean, some hot broad.
John Holmes.
Some Swedish.
Some
guy.
Hot broad.
My guy and the hot broads yes. in there too. My God, I can't get enough. It just never ends with awesome. Well done, guys. Excellent work.
What was that suit you were just wearing?
That's what I was
what's, no,
I
was, this
I
one.
Was dressed up.
Yeah,
the
that
clown
one.
Suit?
Yeah, what's up?
I had to put a clown suit on. Oh, the video's fantastic.
Well, the director clearly didn't bring that out in the video.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, no, I said it's the whole, you got to watch the video. It's a very is subtle it? Move okay. to go, you know. The guy singing, this, he's a clown. He's getting gotcha. Clowned by
he's
a broad.
Bringing MTV back, man.
He's getting clowned by a broad.
Does the broad come back?
Yep. I wasn't there for the broad parts.
Oh, really? You got to hang out with Katero the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah,
in a warehouse.
Dance
with Katero for a couple of hours. It's a long Friday.
All right.
And yeah, the Imperfected. I was only there for about 5 hours.
Brings us to N-word or F-word.
We should have played with the Imperfected. It's not in there, but.
Future is the artist, and okay. this is Same Damn Time.
I'm not familiar.
I like Future.
I think you won last week.
All right. I'll go with...
No, I'm Brady say, won last
oh,
week.
Oh, you did. That's right. Well, we tied, kind of, because yeah. it wasn't yeah, friendly it was right. or it was just...
Neutral. Yeah. We couldn't play it again because it was so
both
quick.
Of them, yeah, so fast. Brady, I'll let you go first. Future.
I'll go with friendly N-word.
No, no, no. I'll go hardcore F-word.
Got to go angry N-word then.
All right, let's
future.
See.
All
go right. Future. I this, like Future.
It's kind of a little bit hard. You're going to catch it, but you okay. might catch it just a
all right, here we go.
That makes me want
future,
to go F-word
little now. Late. Same day. How about Gucci? How about Bentley? At the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope. At the same damn time. Telling white, telling me. At the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches. That was it. Oh,
that was it.
Oh. And it was a nailed sexual it. F-word.
Right.
Which was, I believe, what I called right there. I'm happy with my win there. Thanks, Future. Future is something about him, but it is catchy. When Future pops up, I'm like, that's kind of fun. It's like old Ludacris stuff.
That new Afro Man song, though, is cool.
Afro Man Smooth. Yeah. I don't know a ton, but what I do know, I'm like, I always kind of like it. There you go. All right, Toledo, hurry up. Go.
All right. The only game that actually looked like it's worth anything is a game called...
Hold on a second. I'm getting a lot of emails saying, what was that band you were raving about that had the singer was great? It says, it doesn't sound like you. Are you saying that was you? Is the band called The Imperfected? Yes, it is. And I'm just a guest singer on that one. They've got many other smash successes. It was fun.
So this is a game called FPS, Fashion Police Squad.
Ooh.
Baggy pants, dull suits, sidings of socks with sandals. A message needs to be sent, and it needs to be sent in style. Time to serve some good old-fashioned justice with the fashion police.
You only kill people who aren't fabulous.
Right.
So it's Queer Eye for the Straight Guy with the
with weapons.
Game, or what?
Whip his wardrobe into shape.
Oh, he's got a belt. He whacks guys who are dressed poorly.
And RuPaul shows up.
This game is violent for no reason. How about that?
And it's in that 16-bit style. So
you just walk around a mall and find people poorly dressed.
Why are
they
holding a gnome?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of...
powers.
There's a lot of strange imagery in this.
Belt is...
And then the golden hallway.
Oh, look at that.
Are you firing weapons or new clothes at them? Fashion Police Squad. That's great. That might be worth an hour or two of time.
All right. On Amazon Prime, this show is basically Sex in the City for black women.
Okay.
It's called Harlem. And season two is debuting.
Called Harlem?
Harlem.
Friendly N-word. Yeah.
With the year that we've all had. What's everyone getting into next?
I'm going to say ever.
Why? Don't you have like a hella wrongs to make right?
I guess I didn't make a great first impression on you.
None of the impressions you made on me were good.
Bye.
And Whoopi's in.
I'm staying in New York.
I know what I want, but am I flirting with disaster?
Drama return. Look at me.
So. All right. It is exactly as you described it, and Sex in the City was awful.
Kunk on Earth. C-U-N-K. Ooh,
close.
C-U-N-K.
I'm in.
On Earth from the BBC is out on Netflix.
What's that mean?
Apparently this woman's name is Kunk.
Oh, that redheaded girl is hilarious.
I'm going to have to explain the pyramids. It's obviously just big bricks.
Philomena Kunk.
I watched a... this is brilliant. I've watched... she used to be with Coogan on...
Okay.
What's the name of that character he had? I can't think of it right now. It is...
Watch on BBC iPlayer. How was that quick enough for you?
Yeah, she's very funny. It's super quick. I don't know her name.
So it's her explaining historical things, apparently.
Yeah.
She heads down caves and up mountains in her search for mankind's first moment.
If you watch a few of her interviews, I've forgotten her name, but they make kind of jokes about it. It's hilarious. And Steve Coogan played... God dang it, I can't remember the character he played. But it was just brilliant. And she was on an interview with him, and it was so funny.
This is Dionne Warwick, Don't Make Me Over. The official trailer is coming to HBO, I believe. It's basically a documentary on Dionne Warwick.
Do you mind if I sing?
Six-decade career in music. Black and LGBTQ action.
She is. Whatever this
been around like. Forever. And kind of great at the whole time.
One of the great female singers of all time.
Dionne had this huge range, and then she's very explosive.
Dionne was the first African-American woman to win a Grammy in the pop category. That's a huge, huge thing.
Of course she broke down racial barriers, man, because her music...
Dionne Warwick was... she was awesome. And then she did the... did she run out of money? Why did she have to do the psychics thing?
I thought she got broke.
Did somebody steal from her?
I think so.
Because she was way too successful, but he's standing there selling me psychic network stuff.
Yeah. And then one of the other big releases on Netflix, I believe today, is Pamela, A Love Story. The Pam Anderson documentary from her side.
If anybody's watching this, go to hell.
I blocked that stolen tape out of my life in order to survive. And now that it's all coming up again, I feel sick. I want to take control of the narrative for the first time.
She moved back to Canada.
Yeah. I heard that...
I don't think people consider her the owner of her own image.
She wrote every word of this herself.
Public property.
I think she said so, yeah.
She didn't ghostwrite or anything.
I didn't feel like I had a lot of respect.
Did you want to be a serious actress?
I am a serious actress.
The lady just laughed at her.
the career out of the pieces left. But I'm not the damsel in distress. I put myself in crazy situations. And
craziest thing for me with Pam Anderson, she looks hotter now than she did in the last 12 or 15 years.
I can go
and
with
she
that.
Was never hotter than she was before the surgeries.
Yeah.
Like before she changed, even her boobs.
Yep.
When she was that Labatt's girl, there's nothing prettier. Like she hurt that just right there. That natural. I don't know if that's the time too. But
yeah, that is. That's
just this that stunning natural beauty, and then she started to kind of overdo it.
I thought she had brown hair too.
It was darker
when she was discovered.
When she was first, yeah, it was darker. Yeah, when she went full Pam Anderson, she was still a smoke show. But I thought her most beautiful moments are now when she's all natural again. Not natural in the ways of like surgery and stuff, but she doesn't wear makeup all the time anymore. And there's, you know what it is? It's confidence and comfort. She's wearing confidence, and it shows. Because I've seen her in a couple interviews and stuff, and she still looks Pam Anderson-y, but she's got her, you know, less makeup. She's not really flaunting everything. Right. When she was on Tim Allen's thing, that was jaw-droppingly pretty.
So Love, Gilda is a documentary about Gilda Radner, which was in theaters in September, and it comes to streaming services this week.
okay, now.
I can't believe this is her handwriting.
This is a real honor. Like, seriously, this is huge.
Are these actually her papers?
So it's like celebrities reading Gilda's diary after she died? This is wrong.
Her letters.
Gilda Radner, her voice and her writing.
Letters to who?
She was the very first performer chosen for the cast of Saturday Night Live.
Dear Roseanne!
She was pretty funny.
That was
There's some stuff on there. That's
if
a good
Gene's
week.
Not in it, then it's just...
Gene Wilder like, has to be...
Yeah. Then it's just kind of pointless.
Yeah. Yeah, when she was Lisa Loebner and Todd, that was great stuff. Yeah, she was very funny.
The Watchful Eye is out on Freeform. When Elena accepts a live-in nanny job for an affluent Manhattan family, her life is transformed into a world of lies, ulterior motives, and secrets.
You're going to be my eyes and ears around the Greyborn.
Oh, am I?
Oh, yes, you are.
Welcome to the Greyborn.
I'm Elena, new nanny. I'm moving into the staff quarters.
Say hi.
Never hire a nanny that looks like that. How many dudes have to learn this lesson?
So you're in the Greyborn.
Elena!
Should we have told her? Why scare the girl?
Why do smoke shows want to be nannies?
Easy money.
It's easy money, and then they steal the life.
Good opportunity to move up, promotions.
Hot nannies should not be. That should be. If you're going to be hot nannies, it should be like that coffee bean with bikinis. It should be a place you get them from hot nannies.
Right.
Hot nannies. It always ends badly. Even if you don't do anything, the wife thinks you are
always. Just read the Ben Affleck story. The Brad Pitt story.
An old chestnut. A hot nanny always gets one.
If you somehow miss the Black Panther Wakanda Forever in the last 3 months, you can get it on Disney Plus this week.
Oh. Did you guys see this?
I didn't.
I did.
Did you? Yeah, they didn't like you, but did not sound.
3 stars?
Yeah.
Racist.
Yeah.
I cried at the funeral opening.
Yeah, they kill him in the beginning, right? And they have a big ceremony.
Yeah.
Only the most broken people.
It didn't have quite the buzz as the first one, as far as people like
it. Yeah, it didn't. And then our boy Ryan Bader is in action Saturday from the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. He's fighting Fedor Emelianenko. I'm not sure how to say his
last
name.
That's the second time.
The second time, yeah. He beat him the first time. Fedor is a legend in MMA, and so he's fighting on the Bader. Bellator. Bader has won the title twice.
Bader's holding the belt on this thing.
Yep. He's been holding it for a while now, too. I reached out to him to try and get him to come on. I think he's deep in training camp.
He doesn't want
to
be here.
He doesn't like. He lives in Queen Creek. He doesn't like us. and then the last one I have is for Brady. Lyle Crocodile comes to Netflix.
New York City.
Did we just move here?
I think we did.
You think Josh is going to be okay?
Oh.
This is my crocodile, Lyle.
He finds a singing crocodile in his attic, John.
Like the frog, the WB frog. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
So it's Pete's dragon with a crocodile.
Yeah.
Yes. Lonely like me. Hey, you awake yet?
Except apparently other people can see you.
At the top of the world tonight.
That's how the crocodile sings like Shawn Mendes?
Has to hide.
You'd make so much money.
Get out! Everybody, get out of here!
I didn't expect him to have such a beautiful tone. All right. Lyle Crocodile. Brady's going to watch that in his bitch barn today.
Yep.
Here to miss your basketball name, Kerbert Herbs. Got something to watch.
It's all right, though.
Family out.
From beer. There you go. All right, there you go. Those are your hot releases. Brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family BBQ, ericsfamilybbq.com. Mesquite, eat, repeat, skate. Enjoy it. It's the best you've ever had.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.